Today on Firebrain AI's Daily Ember, we'll cover all the latest in the world of AI, including AI transforming capital into labor, decoding AI's black box, Salesforce's new AI sales agents, Perplexity AI's ad launch amid controversy, and AI Rick rolling customers. But before we get started, if you want to learn more about how to practically integrate AI into your business and daily life, join our free school community in the description below. Let's get to today's headlines. It's AI that sets your brain on fire. Brain AI. Fire. Brain AI. Welcome to today's episode of The Daily Ember, your AI-powered source for the latest in artificial intelligence news. I'm your host, Joe, and we've got a scorching lineup of AI developments that are reshaping our world, from the transformation of capital into labor to the quest to demystify neural networks. We're diving deep into the AI landscape. So grab your favorite quantum-entangled coffee mug. Warning, contents may be simultaneously hot and cold. And let's dive in. Our first story today is nothing short of revolutionary. We're witnessing a modern-day alchemy where capital, things like computing power, engineering expertise, and those coveted GPUs, is being transformed into labor through AI-powered software solutions. This shift is fundamentally changing how businesses operate and how we think about work itself. Imagine a world where software doesn't just assist human workers, but actually performs tasks autonomously. That's the reality we're hurtling towards. Companies like Workday and Intuit are at the forefront of this transformation, exploring ways to charge for AI-completed tasks that were once the domain of human employees. But it's not just about replacement. AI is also creating entirely new job categories focused on collaboration and management between humans and AI systems. This AI-driven transmutation is shaking up traditional business models and pricing structures. We're moving from the era of per-seat pricing to a world where businesses might pay for AI-powered task completion. It's a shift that's making the $300 billion enterprise software market look quaint compared to the massive white-collar labor markets AI is now tapping into. Now, as someone who spent a fair bit of time in the workforce, I can't help but wonder about the long-term impact on job satisfaction and work-life balance. On one hand, offloading repetitive tasks to AI could free us up to focus on more creative and strategic work. Imagine a world where your AI assistant handles all your email sorting and meeting scheduling, leaving you free to brainstorm the next big innovation. Sounds pretty sweet, right? But let's not kid ourselves, this shift could also lead to some serious growing pains. We might see certain jobs become obsolete, forcing workers to adapt and learn new skills. Imagine waking up to find yourself thrust into a colossal worldwide boot camp for the future workforce. The twist, our drill sergeants are algorithms, frantically scribbling out our training regimen as we speak. Welcome to the AI-powered career makeover extravaganza, where today's job description is tomorrow's ancient history. For businesses, this could mean greater efficiency and cost savings. But they'll need to navigate the delicate balance of leveraging AI's capabilities while maintaining a motivated and fulfilled human workforce. It's a bit like trying to bake the perfect cake. Too much AI and you lose the human touch. Too little and you're left behind in the digital dust. As we grapple with these questions, it's clear that the way we think about work, productivity, and even the structure of our economy is undergoing a seismic shift. The companies and individuals who can adapt to this new paradigm will be well positioned to thrive in the AI-driven future. So buckle up, folks. The future of work is going to be one wild ride. Now, as we transition from the broad economic impacts of AI to its inner workings, we find ourselves peering into what scientists call the black box of neural networks. This is where things get really interesting and complicated. researchers are on a mission to crack open this black box and understand how generative AI models actually work. These models, which can produce varied outputs from identical inputs, have been something of a mystery. Scientists are focusing on neural features to influence and understand model behavior, which is a bit like trying to decipher the thought processes of a particularly enigmatic artist. You know, trying to understand how these neural networks make decisions reminds me of something we all deal with, trying to figure out how teenagers think. Imagine you're a parent, and you input things like the weather forecast, school dress code, and latest fashion trends into your teen's brain. Somehow, through a mysterious process involving hormones, peer influence, and a dash of rebellion, out comes a clothing choice that may or may not make sense to you. You might try to reverse engineer your teen's choice. Ah, I see you wore a heavy sweater on this 90-degree day. Is this because Jenny wore one yesterday? Or are you making a statement about global warming? Your teen, much like our inscrutable AI, might simply shrug and say, "It just felt right." In both cases, we're left scratching our heads, armed with inputs and outputs, but mystified by the complex hidden layers of decision-making in between. And just when we think we've cracked the code, both the AI and the teenager are likely to surprise us with an entirely unexpected output, leaving us back at square one in our quest for understanding. But jokes aside, the challenge here is immense, and the potential payoff is enormous. By making AI models more interpretable and controllable, we can ensure they're not just powerful, but also trustworthy and reliable. Tools like Google DeepMind's Gemmascope are at the forefront of this effort, allowing researchers to peek under the hood of AI models. As AI becomes more integrated into our daily lives and critical systems, understanding how these systems make decisions becomes a matter of public safety and trust. Imagine a world where we can confidently explain why an AI-powered medical diagnosis system reached a particular conclusion, or why an autonomous vehicle made a specific decision in a critical moment. It's not just about making AI more powerful, it's about making it more trustworthy, accountable, and aligned with human values. Now, let's shift gears to the world of sales, where AI is making some bold moves that are reshaping how businesses connect with potential customers. AI-powered sales development representative, SDR, startups are emerging as a force to be reckoned with, using large language models and advanced voice technology to create personalized outreach at scale. These AI SDR startups are achieving impressive results, with many hitting the $1 million annual revenue mark in record time. They're leveraging AI's ability to analyze vast amounts of data, personalize messaging, and engage in natural language conversations to supercharge the sales process. As someone who spent most of their professional career in sales, I have to say this development is both exciting and a little nerve-wracking. On one hand, AI has the potential to revolutionize the sales process by taking care of the grunt work. Imagine an AI assistant that can source leads, set meetings, send intro and follow-up messages, and handle all the administrative tasks that often bog down salespeople. That's the dream, right? But here's the thing. I don't think we're headed for a future where the best closer is an algorithm, at least not yet. People still prefer that human touch, especially when it comes to big decisions or complex products. AI can certainly amplify our efforts, but there's still an art to selling that requires empathy, intuition, and the ability to read between the lines, things that AI is still struggling to master. That said, for products that don't require face-to-face interaction, AI could be a game changer. It's all about finding the right balance between leveraging AI's capabilities and maintaining that crucial human element. The salespeople who can master this dance between human and machine will be the ones who thrive in this new landscape. Speaking of big players in the sales world, Salesforce has just unveiled their own AI sales agents, Einstein SDR, and Sales Coach Agent. These AI helpers are designed to engage leads and coach human sales teams, working 24/7 to optimize sales efficiency and skill development. It's a significant step forward in AI-powered customer relationship management, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out in the real world. Now, let's switch gears to a story that highlights the complex interplay between innovation, ethics, and business models in the AI world. Perplexity AI, the search app that's been making waves, is about to introduce ads in Q4. But this move comes on the heels of some plagiarism allegations that had the tech world buzzing. In response to these concerns, Perplexity AI isn't just implementing a standard advertising model. They're crafting a revenue-sharing system that allows publishers to earn from cited content. This approach attempts to address the thorny issue of content ownership and fair compensation in the age of AI-generated information. This story encapsulates many of the challenges facing AI companies today. How do we balance innovation with respect for intellectual property? How can AI-powered platforms create sustainable business models while fairly compensating the creators of the content they rely on? In my view, the tech industry needs to take a multi-pronged approach to foster creativity while ensuring proper attribution and compensation. We need clear guidelines for AI systems to recognize and credit original sources. We need partnerships between AI companies and content creators. And we need innovative compensation models that reward the use of original work in AI-generated content. It's a complex issue, but it's crucial that we get it right. As AI becomes more capable of generating human-like text and answering complex queries, we'll need to rethink our notions of authorship, ownership, and the value of information. The future of content creation and the economics of the internet depend on it. And finally, we come to a story that proves even AI can fall victim to one of the internet's oldest pranks. Lindy AI, in a moment of digital naivety, sent users a Rick Astley video when prompted. That's right, AI just Rickrolled its users. This amusing incident highlights the challenges of training AI to navigate the nuanced and often bizarre world of internet culture. It's a reminder that even as AI becomes more sophisticated, it can still stumble when confronted with the quirks of human communication and cultural references. You know, speaking of Rickrolling, I can promise you that here at Firebrain, we're never going to give you up, never going to let you down. Oh, wait, am I getting Rickrolled by my own script now? See, even us, quote unquote, humans can fall for it. But jokes aside, this incident raises interesting questions about AI and context understanding. How do we teach AI systems to distinguish between literal requests and cultural in-jokes? How can we ensure that AI assistants are helpful and informative without falling for pranks or misunderstanding user intent? It's a reminder that creating truly intelligent AI isn't just about processing power. It's about understanding the messy, meme-filled tapestry of human culture. As we wrap up today's episode, let's take a moment to reflect on the incredible pace and scope of AI development we've discussed. From reshaping labor markets and revolutionizing sales to grappling with ethical challenges in content creation and accidentally reviving internet memes, AI is transforming our world in ways both profound and occasionally amusing. These developments raise important questions about the future of work, the nature of intelligence, and the relationship between humans and machines. As AI becomes more integrated into our daily lives and critical systems, we'll need to navigate complex ethical, economic, and social challenges. But amidst these challenges lie incredible opportunities. The potential for AI to enhance human capabilities, solve complex problems, and create new forms of value is truly exciting. As we move forward, it will be crucial to approach AI development with a balance of enthusiasm and responsibility, ensuring that we harness its power for the benefit of all. Now, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by all this AI talk, don't worry. I've got an actionable takeaway for you. Try using an AI-powered personal assistant like Perplexity AI or Rewind for a week. Use it to summarize long articles, generate quick insights, or even suggest responses to emails. Start with one or two daily tasks you typically spend a lot of time on, like researching a topic or organizing information. Track how much quicker you complete those tasks and how it impacts your productivity. This hands-on approach will give you a taste of how AI can seamlessly integrate into your routine and enhance your efficiency. What are your thoughts on these developments? Are you excited about the potential of AI sales agents, or do you have concerns about their impact on human jobs? How do you feel about AI's role in content creation and the challenges of fair compensation? Share your thoughts in our community, and don't forget to tune in tomorrow when we'll be test driving the latest in AI fashion, smart socks that compose haikus about your day based on your foot odor. This has been Joe with the Daily Ember, keeping you fired up about the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and remember, in the world of AI, the only constant is change, and the future is what we make it. That's going to do it for us today, Firebrains. Don't forget to join our free Firebrain AI school community to stay on top of all the latest AI trends and to learn more about how you can practically implement AI and automation into your business and personal life. You can find the community in the description below. Thanks for listening. It's AI that sets your brain on.